Lease offer based on 24 months, 2,500 cap reduction plus taxes and fees. Dealer retains incentives. OASIC. See Deli Mazda for details.
Must be 18 years or older. Enjoy Heineken responsibly. ID required.
Side effects may include loud screaming, jumping up and down, random hugging, uncontrollable laughing, chronic smiling, cousins, aunts, and uncles you never knew you had, box seats at every arena, custom choppers, steak dinners for breakfast, permanent vacations. Information presented is for educational purposes only. Moreover, no listener should assume that any discussions or information presented serves as the receipt of or substitute for personalized advice from ACAS LLC or from any other investment professional and is not intended as an offer of solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Price and payments based on 39 months, 12,000 miles per year, excludes tax, tags, freight, $200 processing fee, and first month's payment includes all Kia rebates and incentives. You get Jody from research to find everything she can on this mystery company. She searches DJX and gets over 4,000 media mentions. Financials look strong.
It's as easy as 1, 2, 3 easy payments of an easy $19.99.95. That's right. Call tonight. Call now. Call tomorrow. Or I'll call you.
Hello? I'll take 2.
How'd you like to pay? Cash, card, or your life? We also accept spouses.
Right or left? Your pick.
Both. Welcome to Solemnly Stoned. Episode 4. 3 easy payments of nostalgia.
Yeah. Time to fucking take the trip, boys.
Time to trip balls and bust melons.
Well, we do have to appreciate the 3 hours it took to fucking come up with that beginning skit.
You did not enjoy? Fuck you. Because I enjoyed it.
Alright, now come on with this nostalgia.
If you want no true fucking nostalgia, fucking talk about
Ron's knives. That motherfucker. I wonder if he's still alive. Do you guys know who Ron's knives is?
I don't know, sir.
Holy fuck.
Oh yeah, and today on the podcast, we have Straw and Smokestack.
Got it. Yep.
Wow, that was Smokestack and Straw. I'm just going to complete silence after I say that.
Would y'all like to hear the new song I wrote?
Yeah.
Alright. It's one chord, it's very simple. It's just fuck! Alright.
Woo! That's fucking
That's flat. A number one hit right fucking there.
That's gonna go off the charts.
Fuck the charts.
Now we need to make
fuck
a
the charts we do
account.
Live.
Yeah.
World tour, boys.
You'll be the next Mr. Worldwide.
Can you imagine a whole fucking stage set up just for him to come out and be like,
whoa.
Fuck! And it's the fucking fireworks.
Did you drink my Mountain Dew? Did you drink my Mountain Dew? Let me smell your breath. Let me smell your breath.
Beverage you fucking boy. Mountain piss.
No, you want to know the good shit that's better than this?
I'm intrigued.
The world's most satisfying kind. Besides the WAP.
I know somebody
made
a fucking...
When ass esophagus.
Somebody made a fucking Garth Brooks version of that shit.
Wet-ass
you know what I'm talking about.
Of the WAP?
Yeah. Garth Brooks WAP.
I can't remember who it was, but it's the fucking, I think it's the country dudes who always makes like mixes of like a bunch of shit. Fuck. Blonde haired. He sings all those country songs. You know what I'm talking about?
Fucking Tim Hawkins, I think?
I think so. I don't know.
He did that Hey There Delilah fucking religious cover. These are the things you don't say to your wife.
He did the thing where it was the Colt 45 and it's the country version.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like a skinny white dude. I can't remember what his fucking name is. Well, Fatty, how's that fucking sour cream coming along?
Jesus fucking Christ, dude. Somebody just took a big fat nut all over that tortilla. Fucking, you're over there like fucking playing in it. Just,
oh yeah, baby, you like it rough, don't you?
The fucking Busterito.
The Busterito.
Coming soon to a Taco Hell near you.
Taco Hell.
The big bad bus. I used to work in that bitch. Trust me, it's Taco Bell.
I think it would fit too, because it's gonna blow your ass out.
I'm walking to Taco Bell. Where's my fucking taco? Oh my god, it might be up your ass.
Hi, welcome to Del Taco.
We got free shabaka, dude. Fresh avocados, sir. Fresh from this ass.
Oh, piece of pie? Save me a slice.
It's my flavor.
Oh,
my flavor. Where the fuck the water in this bitch? Oh, there it is. Pass me water.
Y'all really want to fuck around and find out, bitch. You want to know what it really is? Cheese me.
Cheese.
Hey, you having a good time?
How y'all put cheese on there? How I put cheese on there? Fucking dumps whole fucking bag.
I put cheese first so that shit melts.
With cold ass meat?
Ah, cold fuck.
Yeah.
Put a lighter to it.
Well, fucking hand me the torch. We doing live.
Hell yeah. Fucking commercial style, boys.
Coming to a taco near you.
Dollar menu where I go.
Did you say dollar menu?
Dollar menu, here I go.
Fucking cheese roll up. It's all I could afford. Can I pay in straw? Cares about some fucking hay.
I'm just fucking talking to mine. Go. I just pull out your pocket. Hey! Throw it under my face.
No, we don't need a receipt.
Do y'all accept cattle?
Yeah.
This is how my granddaddy lived in his day. Wonder how my granddad lived in his days?
Mm-hmm. Okay, I got a left chest. I got a left chest. Fuck a cow. Okay,
calm down, there, little big shoots.
Hey, let's talk about fucking yourself. Self-officiation, yeah, it's fine.
Oh my god, there's you a nostalgia trip. The first person to fucking self-officiate themselves.
They're probably like, woo! That was awesome.
The damn pocket is fucking nut on my hand, dude.
Dude, you just sitting there and you just accidentally like chug yourself, like,
god damn, that felt pretty good.
He's like, you know, you take your belt and you're fucking squeezing the belt while you're jacking up.
make a commercial and it looks like they're doing heroin, but it's just like all you see is like a belt tightening up like they would on their arm.
No shit.
That's some of the scariest shit I've ever seen.
Never just walk in this motherfucker like.
It's like the door opened by itself.
It's like, hey!
Walks in. Yo, yo.
Welcome to the podcast, fellow stranger.
Podcast.
What's up, podcast?
Welcome to the other solemnly stoned competitor today.
Yeah.
Competitor.
We crush our competitors. Time to get thrust in.
So what's that last topic? Who thought it was going to be better to wear a Batman suit while doing it?
It's Batman. They're just like, he's like,
this really
why don't you be like my mom and dad and just die?
I don't want to say it.
Say it. Oh, fuck! That's fucked up!
I can't do it.
No, no. That's too far. That's, we'll have to say that after.
Hey, do a small prayer there, boys.
Small prayer. Oh, fuck. It's greasy.
Holy shit, dude.
Just like my last relationship.
Greasy.
Could you imagine being that Abraham Lincoln, though?
Yeah, I just imagine being a family. Yeah, with fucking, what was his name? Mark Wilkes Booth or whatever.
John Wilkes Booth.
Just sitting there.
Mark Wilkes Booth.
And just saying, Mark Wilkes Booth. The first creator of Facebook. There's too many Johns out there. So it's Mark's Will's boot just came with him, like, just tapped on his shoulder. Can I interest you in a gun?
I'm going to pat your ass.
Three. I'm going to pat your ass. Three easy clicks, so bam!
I wonder if they had commercials.
They were live commercials.
No, you want the three easy clicks. Fucking,
come on over, everybody. Come on, come on.
You want the three easy clicks, you got to go to fucking JFK. Man missed twice and finally hit a shot. God damn.
Three easy clicks of my fucking bolt assembly. You gotta have the M1 grand sound.
That's what went off in my head, like instantly, like.
Oh shit! I feel like there's an edit out there of just when his head just gets fucking hit.
Yeah, imagine how his wife felt. That was the first time she got wet in a while.
Bitch was literally like, oh shit, he died. Let me just grab his brains.
Let me get just that like, for you. Is the skull? Just sitting there, little piece of brain, just like, ugh, flicks it off.
Hits some fucking little kid out in the crowd.
Just like, oh my god, he's dead. Just a fucking piece of brain in the face. He'll always cherish you. It's a memory he'll never forget.
I'm keeping this one.
Isn't this fucking Brett, like, his brain went missing? Like, in transit?
No, his brain got exploded. What are you talking
about? No, I meant, like, the remnants of that shit. I know there were, it was somebody.
It's on the fucking pavement, that's why.
I ran over a couple times.
Shit, fuck it. I'm loving it.
Imagine,
wow!
Like, just, I'm thinking,
is that skunk?
If you were like the dude who shot JFK, and you just seen his head explode, and you're like, oh, god damn, that's fucking rough.
Like, I think
this guy was a real good investment.
I'm just sitting there, accidentally pulls the trigger, didn't even mean to shoot him.
Hey, best three easy payments I ever made.
That was worth my left and right hand. Three easy payments of $9.95.
Fucking shillings.
Shillings. Can I pay in shillings?
Like, sir, those are fucking rocks.
Do you take sand dollars?
Fucking hey, I used to think those were like worth money though.
Yeah, because you watched that fucking I Am a Fish show where they fucking became intelligent.
I really did though. Yeah. I was like, oh, I gotta keep.
Yeah, cause Shark Tales, fucking. Yep, it's fake. I worked 10 years on that, motherfucking pawn shop owners.
Yeah.
Yep, shit, fake. You see this?
We'll give you $2.
Give me $2 cash. Take it or leave it.
Our butt.
It's just kind of insane. They're just like, you see that little fucking mark there? Yeah, it ain't on the original, bub.
Just sitting there with the, like a fresh page of
like
the Declaration. The Declaration.
The Declaration.
The Declaration of Independence.
Declaration of fucking I need English class.
Fuck English class, motherfucker. Thee, thy, them, they.
There you go. That's all you need these days.
More than that, motherfucker. There's like 192 different fucking pronouns are trying to come out there. It's male or female, bitch.
Holy shit, dude.
What do you mean? I'm a fucking Apache attack helicopter. Fucking start swinging your dick and just start flying.
I identify as a moving vehicle. Just call me a semi truck because I'm plowing this
Can't
shit.
Can't be any worse than Fatty earlier wanting to be a bed.
Fucking mattress.
What's something that
as a mattress?
I identify as a mattress.
I want people to jerk off on me.
Oh, I just ruined that one.
I identify as Bukaki.
Mia Khalifa.
Too far.
My bad. Alexis, Texas.
That's real nostalgia.
Fucking bull's the size of Texas.
And we'll just leave that there.
Yeah, we will.
No, my parents, what's one thing your parents lied about?
Everything.
My parents lied, I can grow up to be whatever I want. I can't be a fucking mattress. Motherfucker eating. That was the thing that they fucking did.
I want to be a transformer.
I want to be a transformer. Yeah, go ahead. Motherfucker turns into a car.
Transforms into a female.
They never did specify on that.
I'll be right back again. I fucked up.
On this episode of How Fucked Up Is Fucked Up.
That's fucked up.
Worst school experience you've ever had.
My pants falling down when I had to sing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer in front of the entire school.
Can you elaborate on that story?
So, what happened was, I was up there and forgot to wear a belt that day. And my pants just fucking fell.
Well, when I said glitcher, they accidentally fell.
Well, I started saying the reindeer's names, Connor and Cupid and Blitzen, you know.
Who the fuck would name a reindeer Man. Connor? What the fuck?
Yeah, you're going to be Connor, but the rest of these motherfuckers, they're going to be mystical.
You see that motherfucker right there? His name is that guy? That's Connor. You? Connor.
Y'all hear about Grandma S?
Oh, yeah. Yep. We,
As you can tell, I'm very distraught about it.
We were actually we were in the middle of our first podcast.
The second one,
yeah.
Shave, bro. What's up,
guys? Oh, bro, hold on.
I was kidding.
Look at this. So we got our sketch back for our profile picture, right? Look at this shit. Because we're getting a profile picture for our YouTube channel, Pothead and Fatty. Right, and this is our sketch. We're waiting on the final draft.
Yeah, that's dope as fuck.
You see how big my cheeseburger is, dude?
I gotta grow my fucking beard back out.
It was only like Scooby-Doo burgers.
Who did that? How'd you do? Did you like animate
Fiverr,
it?
Fiverr.
We found somebody to do it for us.
A fucking girl from Peru.
Puerto Rico?
Are you sure?
No, it was Peru.
She actually drew that?
Puerto-roo?
Yeah.
Puerto-roo!
It looks like some filter shit.
What would that accent be like?
That's what I was saying. Because... Show him the pictures.
What
that
if
we...
you just fucking hopped on an app and was like,
"Here you go."
Yeah. Well, I don't care. She's doing a good job, but look,
better than what
How
we
much
would
did
do.
You guys have to pay her?
$79.
Yeah,
but that's these were the pictures.
Dude, she made it look better than the fucking.
I know, dude. Like, she made us look better this way than we do
that,
in real life.
That ain't no fucking filter, bro. She drew that.
Look, the bong and the katana that we sent in pictures of as well.
That's my bong from in there. We sent her a picture of it.
If people just put their effort into doing stuff like that.
Oh, they do.
You don't need a job.
Like, that is a job.
That's a job, yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, dude.
It's fucking sick, dude.
I want to do shit like
comes
that.
With a shit ton of work, though.
Yep. You gotta be dedicated.
Yeah,
for sure.
Well, and then you have to, like, fucking... You gotta get it out there as well, and that's just a pain in the ass anymore.
Getting
out there is definitely the... that's the hardest part right there. Mm-hmm. Getting people's attention on it.
Yep. That's what we're trying to do here.
It's like
but you gotta start
music.
Somewhere. Like I told Joshua, we're gonna start with nothing.
Just
we're in
dumb
a kitchen.
Ass talking. Just...
We're in a kitchen. So let me explain this to everybody right now. Listen to this podcast.
You guys have Clorox wipes?
He needs to wipe his ass.
Kills 99.99% of shit. And then there's
Clorox.
There's always going to be that 0.01% of shit left on your ass that you just can't wipe. That's called your wife.
Clorox wipes. Walmart. We're always fucking out of it.
No shit. Kroger's. Fucking don't have shit.
Oh, dude, I walked in there the other day. Everything's gone.
No shit. You go in there and you want some shit.
Well,
because fucking...
people are just like, hey, the world's falling apart. I'm going to be a greedy motherfucker and buy, like, all the milk. It's like, that's just going to spoil by the time you use it.
You think they would have restrictions, but no. They send out fucking 5-year-old little Jimmy. Hey, Jimmy, get those fucking 5 gallons of milk real quick.
You know what it is.
Well, that's how you get what around the restrictions. You bring a whole bunch of people.
It's the first of the month and everybody's getting their food stamps, so they're like, we already bought a fucking store.
Poor people, let's roll out.
You know what I mean? Like the first of the month.
It's like the fucking Mexicans, like a whole group of
people. Hey,
Capace!
Hey,
Chapo! Get the Kurtz, man! Get the Kurtz!
We buying Kroger out tomorrow.
Good luck if they even... Yeah, buy Kroger out.
Buy now. It's probably all right.
That's why you go to the small, like, shitty stores, because they have it. It's just been there for 10 years.
I wish I was rich as fuck, so when shit like that happens, I could buy, like, everything from everything.
Just buy the fucking store.
Just give everything away.
Listen here, Mr. Beast.
Straight up.
fucking somebody robbing Mr. Beast. I'll just give you $1,000. On today's episode, the last one to leave this fucking shit gets a Lamborghini. Oh, fuck. Yo, let me hop in this.
This time on How Fucked Up.
It's fucked up.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
It's fucked up.
No.
It's fucked up. It's fucked
but
up.
But listen, so this is how we're starting from the bottom. We don't have a fucking small enough stand to put this mic on, so I went and grabbed a fucking toilet paper roll and put a fucking cut in it, and now it's a fucking mic stick.
I'm honestly surprised this bitch is still standing.
I'm a fucking engineer! I'm gonna put a bolt where you can't fucking reach it!
Hey, motherfucker. It's nice to make sure it never gonna fall over. You should've just left the toilet paper on that bitch.
No.
No, because you would have to cut a hole in the toilet paper.
Oh,
exactly.
No.
Get through it.
Oh, no.
Then you're wiping your ass with and now, the paper.
And now, since you only got that one ply of toilet paper, now you're trying to wrap it around your fucking hand.
Fucking one ply, bro.
Dude, you have no fucking idea how bad it is to use one ply of toilet paper.
Yes,
when you're
I
trying
do.
To wipe your ass.
Because your fingers go straight through it.
No shit. You
might
have to
well
figure
just
your butthole.
Spiral notebook in there and wipe your ass with it.
That's thicker.
Dude.
It works.
Just watch out for those paper cuts, man.
Oh, right. Dude.
On my butthole.
Paper cut in your butthole.
Paper cut is the tree's last revenge. Wife's ass.
Fuck.
Fucking popped out.
Bitch just over there like, gotcha.
Gotcha,
gotcha,
bitch. Just sit there.
Well, it's like spring.
Take one. I'm good. Take one. No. One. One. Yeah, I'll hold it.
God damn, that smoke was clean.
You know, I had a dream that I started smoking again, and I woke up and smoked.
Nicotine?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or, well, I think it's a cigarette.
So, oh, you want one?
No.
Sponsored by Marble Black.
Mind
not
if I...
not sponsored by Marble Black.
If he's got a pack of Marble Blacks...
Marlboro Black? What about the Marlboro Whites?
Marble.
Dude, my mom
Marble.
Smokes that shit.
Marlboro Whites? Whites?
Nah, she smokes the Whites.
My grandma don't like the Blacks. She smokes Marlboro Whites.
Yeah, it was just Mama switched over those Marlboro
yeah,
Whites.
Yeah, I smoked the Marlboro Mexican.
The Marlboro Browns.
Yeah, it's got like the triangle at the top.
Mm-hmm.
The Marlboro Whites should be like
white with
make
black.
That, make that into a cape with the holes in it instead of the logo on the front.
Anyways,
Christian brand.
Cowboys. We're Christian brand.
We're ran by Jesus.
And he.
Y'all out here cursing on the Minecraft
was
Christian service.
A tan
Christian
motherfucker.
Minecraft service.
Oh, are we
Jesus
lying.
Was white and you know it.
Actually, no, he was olive. When I get technical, he was
what
olive.
What do you have those people out there like, Jesus is pure white breed, straight cis male.
Fucking Jesus out here.
That motherfucker was in the east of fucking, like, Egypt and shit.
That motherfucker.
He dark, dark.
That motherfucker was not white. He was tan as fuck.
He was tan.
He had to help build the pyramids.
He was the motherfucker that sat there and went,
this is how you build the pyramid, motherfucker. And they're like, good, now we're going to beat your fucking ass for being smart.
Fucking
bitch.
Jesus going to a party like...
To the tigers!
Did they even know what a tiger was?
Yes.
Holy shit.
You always hear the story.
They were big-ass cats, yeah.
Could you imagine just fucking trying to build a fucking pyramid out there in the middle of nowhere, and all of a sudden this big-ass fucking monster cat comes... What do you do?
Down, Chonka, down!
Down!
No. You gotta give a sacrifice. Women and children first! You gotta throw your firstborn son in the fire. Throw the children into the fire.
Come on, come with me to the fire.
Josiah, come with me. Here, ready? On three, one, two, fucking die!
Fucking big rock on the head.
See, you always get told the story of God, you know, fucking Jesus, you know, going to that fucking party and turning water into wine. And how I imagine is just, he just shows up in this bitch and just goes, we fucking alcoholics in here, man. Like,
we all alcoholics in here. We all
everybody.
Shut. Everybody. Just start snapping his fingers. This fucking, is the last supper, bitch. You got it. Look, this, you know, our body is 75% water, right? So
bitch turns that into wine.
Motherfucking, they called the fat dude out and said, "Hey, Jimmy, get over here." Jimmy comes up. God goes, "Oh, Jesus, my bad."
Everybody that lives around you is fucking anorexic. How are you this big?
We need to talk. What the fuck? How are you so fat? My metabolism is slow. Like raspy ass voice. My metabolism is pretty slow.
You got any
interspecies? You got any interspecies? What the fuck you say, fatty? You got any interspecies? Any what? I said, you got any interspecies? And Jesus is like, turn that nigga into wine.
It's the blood of
the feast.
The blood of the fatty.
The blood of the fatty.
Drink up, boys. We're having a good night.
Everybody.
Shut. Everybody.
Fucking.
I'm telling you.
Let me clear my throat.
Partying has been going on
forever.
Since the good old days.
Look at Julius Caesar, motherfucker. He wasn't just a salad. That motherfucker used to... That motherfucker didn't get maimed. That motherfucker got maced. And not spray maced. That nigga got maced.
He got JFK the old... The arson style.
JFK the old fashioned style. Instead of a brain splatter by a bullet. That motherfucker... got maced in the back of the fucking head. That motherfucker became oblique.
every time I hear the fucking Brutus knowing that story, I've gotten to know the Brutus from Call of Duty. Bruce. So every time I just imagine this big ass motherfucker with this giant ass machete, he's be like, "Yeah, fuck you, bitch."
Just motherfucker.
Fucking COD zombies.
Just remember me, motherfucker.
Bruce.
Name's Bruce.
The name's Bruce.
I understand. Oh, I trust the shark, right?
Fish our friend, not food.
So, what's a couple of boys like you doing out here so late anyway? Great!
What if you were pulled it straight from a fucking video game? It sounds too good. I played that mission like 20 times.
No, I'm still so okay. In Call of Duty Modern Warfare, there's a mission where you can kill the child. I never finished the game because I'm still stuck at that part. Because I will not leave that part without bop right in the fucking head.
That same mission. He's gonna say that same fucking.
Oh shit!
Fucking hey, new brand. Fatty's abortion clinic.
Fatty's abortion clinic.
Bring him in or bring him after. They're going to die.
Three easy clicks and your problems will be solved.
Three easy clicks and 7 6 fuck.
God damn it, guys.
Three easy clicks and 5 5 6.
5 5 6 will do the trick. Come in today and get a fucking half off.
NATO. And if you want the deluxe package, I'll even do it with a trick shot, man! 360 no scope! With a 50 cal! Boom, pink! I'm Modern Warfare 2 intervention, your child. Tactical nuke incoming! Beep, beep, beep!
Ready,
oh, Raggy!
You are not scared.
No!
Target locked. Locked and loaded.
Oh, shit. LNG! Mounted and loaded!
Trying to fucking shoot the fucking way.
Do, 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 do.
I hate how they took it off the mouth and actually made it work and walk around the bitch.
Like the baby from the mask.
To Chonka just being like, just intense Russian. LMG mounted and loaded.
That's the thing. They, fuck, when they did the video with the chunk in there, he's looking at fucking big ass explosive fucking cannons, like, these look pretty good. Wonder which one I'll buy with my check today. Like, why the fuck do you need a 19th century fucking cannon that loads fucking 80-pound balls of steel. Like, are you just trying to disintegrate the motherfucker? That going, is definitely...
We're going
to
fucking turn that existence and just fucking extinct. I didn't say, I'm going to extinct the motherfucker. I didn't do that.
No, motherfucker, I'm going to get rid of the next three generations.
There will be no more.
Your fucking grandpappy's about to feel this shit, motherfucker.
Just giant fucking Russian man just jumping off a fucking ledge and just 360ing with a fucking cannon.
Just a fucking big ass cannon in the head.
Oh, target disintegrated, bitch.
He's gotta hold the fucking his thumb in there.
He doesn't even wear the leather piece, he just fucking puts his raw
and
thumb
it's on
in
fire,
there.
Fucking
boom. Fucking pulls it out, fucking all charred up and just.
Because Russians are better for him.
Like mother man.
Just like Mother Russia used to make.
That's the fucking cannon coming out.
Fuck.
That bitch had a seal.
You know us Russians.
Fucking uses vodka to
fucking honor, dude.
Fuck gunpowder. Throws fucking bottle of vodka at the
fucking like an arrow storm on speed call.
Bullshit, I can see fucking Tachanka sitting there. White phosphorus incoming. Fucking. Bro, jumps out of the motherfucker.
This isn't
I ungodly. Am the white phosphorus.
This is the ungodly amount of gunpowder in this.
But that's the thing though, back in the day, if you put too much gunpowder in your
cup, it's gonna blow up.
Yeah, so look, just imagine being fucking. Hold on, Jacob, right? Jacob! Load the cannons! Fucking Zoni's so like, just put a little more just for extra impact, you know? Just BOOM! It fucking blows up on the
motherfucker. Captain! What? Jacob's gone!
Captain! What? Look! Holy shit! Another fucking ship coming in.
It fucking reminds me of the fucking Nomad pistol from Rust.
That's what I was thinking.
Hey guys, look! Boom! Fucking blows up his hands like, ah, shit!
He just comes back with a fucking, I can still shoot right off!
I got this one finger. I can still do it.
I got my one finger, brother!
I killed the man with this thumb.
With this thumb!
I once killed Bear with a spoon.
In Mother Russia.
Fucking
water grandma. Drink you.
Fuck no!
Just
that's
a
why
fucking...
you don't see the motherfuckers around drinks and shit.
You only see them in the snow. That's why they need a snow, mama.
That's why they need
after Chernobyl, that might be true.
Fucking
Mother Russia, car drive you.
Car drive you. Cat pet you.
And Mother Russia. And Mother Russia, dog.
Have you seen that video where like Putin's walking and like waves at that bird and he like waves back?
The way
I was like, hell no.
And Mother Russia, bird waves you.
Waves.
Fuck you. Like, it's not a talking bird, but
it
was like a crow.
Yeah. Like, fuck you.
He's on the porch.
Yeah.
He's
on the porch and he was like talking to the bird and he goes,
talking shit to him.
Yeah. It's like, bitch, what the fuck you say?
Honey, get the shotgun.
Honey, get my shotgun! That's just the funniest.
What a nostalgic fuck.
Yeah, this not even close.
Bro, this is, I think this one is one of our funniest ones.
Welcome back to history lessons.
No shit. In 1814, we took a little trip.
Along with Colonel Jackson and might have missed
history lessons with the special ed class.
You need one right there. Shot that one right there. It was Mark Will's booth.
The shot heard around the world. Fucking the shot heard around the world. We still don't know who the bullet hit.
I think it's still going around there. If you lick your finger and hold your ear out at just the right moment, you can still hear the whistle. Look, listen. Meow.
Oh, yeah.
Meow.
He's a bull fucking cat now.
Look at cat gun. You have cat guns, but in Russia we got cat guns.
I actually do. My when I was living with my dad, which, oh my god, he's a piece of shit, but,
it's alright.
Me and my stepbrother, Seth. Intermit! But no, me and my stepbrother would literally just pick up the cats and act like they were fucking guns. They had no issue with it at all. They're just sitting there like,
this is different. I was like, well, this is just
new. I'm still salty though.
Nobody. Fucking. The cats.
I feel like that's what I need from my bag. Just fucking get picked up and then
aggressively. Shake aggressively and fucking
stretching the spine in and out.
The spinal cord. The original spinal tap.
I wonder if that was like a fucking death machine somebody's made. You know what I'm saying?
Spinal tap?
You put your arms into this wood, put your legs into this wood, and then it just goes. Fucking first chiropractor. I got you, bro.
Were you going there because your spine's deformed?
A wooden fucking temple.
Like, back in the day in medieval times, they just, instead of the dude cutting people's heads off, he has a sledgehammer, fucking put people's backs back in fucking order.
You gotta swing it from down.
From under. Instead of a downward motion, you got upward motion.
Push your fucking spine back up into the fucking...
Alright, now this may have a little tingle.
Goddamn! I'm into my toes! I can feel blood rushing to my toes!
I can see again!
What? I'm
blind! Just like, he didn't fix the bag, but he can see again! He's like, well, maybe I should change my occupancy.
This is where they come up with the mystery box.
Spin the wheel! What would you like today? Spin the wheel of the fortune of value!
You're not gonna get what you want.
Well, it looks like you came in for heart surgery. Come on, let's get to it. You know that we can do it.
What are we doing? Cutting your heart out.
What are we doing?
Cutting your heart out.
Seance!
Fucking ritual.
Fucking.
Back in the medieval days.
What was it? The...
Use that a witch one, use was a it witch. Or you didn't drown, well, we're gonna hang anyways because you're a witch.
We're gonna get rid of you somehow, bitch.
You came in for an eye surgery, bitch. You're about to get a death surgery.
Sign the certificate of death.
Sign the certificate of authenticity.
This could be the last time you see the free world.
Would you like to read the terms and conditions? Fuck you.
Fuck that.
That's why I still think it's funny. That if somebody's talking shit to you, I'm like, damn, boy, you terms and conditions, because I don't give a fuck what you have to say.
And then they just shut up because they're like, ah, oh, damn, that's right.
Shut the fuck up like your mom never loved you.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
That's why we got old Dusty.
You know,
ashes to ashes, dust to dust. Your ass is about to be rust. Boom!
Could you imagine somebody's fucking bones rusting?
Oh,
yeah. It's called metal implants.
I was more thinking a dude with a fucking gun just fighting a whole bunch of medieval people, dude. Technically, they'd be rusting.
Two motherfuckers with a 50 cal. Boom, 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 boom. With the medieval motherfuckers, bullets fucking 6 inches long, just going through you, just...
Oh, well, that's new.
Well, that's new.
Hey, I got a wrap. Let's get this covered up.
Hey, guys, you want to see something cool? Whoa! Fucking all the women that went out there. Hey, baby, I got another hole you can do.
The fucking dude, like, takes his sense to and, like, strangles a motherfucker.
I'm still fighting, bitch.
It just comes out. You know, the Lord is just talking to the dude, just being friendly. Like, did you know the large intestine can fucking kill you, bitch? Oh, yeah. Hold still! They're not that strong!
Don't even know what the fucking intestine
is. He's like, alright, come on.
He goes to the doctor like, oh, come on in. Alright. Now, I would fix you up, but we gotta fucking... It's just a rule. Spin the motherfucker. And you better hope to God that you get what you want. Comes in and it's slowly stopping it and it's about to stop it and the fucking doctor just presses it once.
It's the fucking umbrella fucking wax thing that he has to fucking... Off of Squid Game.
What the fuck?
You have to do it or you're gonna get shot.
No, I was just talking about spinning the wheel and the wind spiel, spin. Wind spiel. Spiels. The wheel spinning and it lands on what he needs and then it, as it's getting ready to stop, the doctor just like presses it slightly to get the wrong one.
Kicks it over and goes...
Congratulations, you get
chemotherapy.
And we got raw uranium. It's lucky to be you.
I think I just grew a third eyeball.
Am I supposed to have four nipples?
This is a side effect.
These two are sporting milk. Am I a lady? Or my boy.
Dude looks
the first
like
transgender.
Oh god. That's where it started.
Sorry, we had a transplant this shit inside.
I got
of
third
you.
Eye, four nipples.
Third eye, four nipples, and I don't know who the fuck I am.
Identify as a cow, motherfucker.
Moo! Sorry, I uttered. You want to know a nostalgic movie? Fucking Good Burger. Good Burger, home of the Good Burger, man. Take your order. And motherfucking Ed. I'm a dude. He's a dude. She's a dude. We're all dudes. Hey, I'm a dude. She's a dude.
I think the most important thing about that movie is
was the fact that Ed called everybody a dude and didn't give a fuck about pronouns.
That's just because he was high as shit.
You get exactly.
Dude, but like, why?
Why?
My daddy drives a Bentley. My daddy's got a BMW. My dad drives a
fucking autistic.
My pa drives an F-150 back from 1982, and it's a Land Rover machine. That bitch is automatic steam power, son of a bitch.
Steam power F-150.
Ford. Do you ever accidentally fuck your sister and hit your father with a wet spaghetti noodle?
That's how
it feels. That's how it
feels. Hand cranked and all.
Dude, yeah, they still got hand cranked fucking tanks, dude. Just imagine just heave ho, heave ho, heave ho, heave ho. Just start that motherfucker up. And then finally the engine's gonna go.
It's fucking wintertime and it's the great snow is 72 and you gotta go crank your fucking car up.
Come on, bitch, you just get on! You fucking slap the fucking engine just to try and make it go. You got the old trusty mallet, the fucking knee knocker 9000, fucking BAM!
Let me test the reflexes.
So we were in the car, right, going to this job, and I'm like, bro, I grabbed the mallet. And it's this big-ass fucking metal mallet. And he's like, imagine being a fucking doctor and just saying to your patient, all right, time to test reflexes. This big-ass mallet just, bam!
Blows the fucking socks and shoes off. Fucking boom!
Fucking,
damn.
Fucking doctor's like, yep, good to go. And then just, and
God
then,
damn!
But then you gotta think of the other people who don't have legs, but they still got their knee, just throws your prosthetic off. Whoa, where you go, boy?
Reflexes like Spider-Man.
All right.
I wonder ready if that one's going.
And they, and then the people, and the people with another prosthetic on, is like, all right, if you can hit the target, you get 50% off today's accusations. Ready? Bam! Oh, you missed. You signed it on pay double. You're fucked. Looks like you're gonna have to mortgage your house.
Looks like you're gonna have to give up the other leg.
And it looks like you had to mortgage your house and your wife just left you because why?
You're
poor.
You're homeless with no legs.
You're homeless, no legs, and now your wife's sucking my balls.
You're homeless, legless.
Well, I could loan you some money, but I had to charge you.
Three easy payments.
Three easy payments of $19.99.95.
Or diesel. We'll take that too.
Have you ever had ethanol? Pure ethanol. Nope, just me. Yeah,
straight off the cob, motherfucker. Corn, baby.
I'm a machine. No. Chomping down on a husk.
The machine! Just imagine. No, you know what you do? I eat corn.
What that
the whole fucking cob.
Oh, just
fucking
dude.
Crunches oh, yeah. All the way through.
So he just said the husk and all.
Fuck that. No, you want to know a real bad motherfucker?
That's how the Indians
I eat the motherfucking kettle corn raw.
Yeah.
The fuck
yeah. That's
how you gotta eat it. You gotta, yeah. Fucking 300 power in that motherfucker.
Nobody Spartans back in the day. Yeah, exactly. I'll kill you. No, I'll kill you. Fuck you. Fuck you.
The fucking goes up and starts power kicking each other.
No, we just. Yeah. Falcon kick. My like Kratos over there just watching you stupid motherfuckers.
You dumb bitch.
He's just playing God of War. You're sitting there on the ledge just watching them fight. And then after the one wins, like almost dead, you just jump down there. And you're like, what's up? He's like, fuck you! And then you're like, I've always wanted to. Bam! And just fucking throws his axe right in his fucking neck.
Fucking assist medal.
That motherfucker post mortem. Assist. Fucking
godlike.
Imagine having modern day shit back in the fucking Roman days. You just against the whole army and you're just like, bring it in. AC 130 above! Boom, boom, boosh. You fucking see motherfucking bodies fly up in the fucking air. You catch one like a fucking baseball.
It's like taking
damn,
out a fucking.
Oh my god!
Like kicking an anthill.
Kicking a fucking anthill. And then right when you find the Roman leader, you're just like, hey, how's it going? Like, could I interest you in a proposition? Could I interest you in a salad? A Caesar salad.
Oh,
you have a hard bargain. I'll even throw in French dressing.
Ooh. I'll think about it.
Bitch, I'm in. Oui, oui.
Just imagine the kill streaks. That's Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
Oh my god, physically World War II kill streaks. I'm almost at 25 kills. Jimmy throws the motherfucker in front of him and takes the bullets. Boom! Nuke! Tactical nuke!
I was
coming!
Getting ready to say, that kill streak is tactical nuke, motherfucker.
Fucking shoo! Everybody in Hiroshima. Oh, please don't let us be fucked today. I want to feel your shit. God damn! The fucking kids. Fucking all the patients who already had chemo and shit in Japan just like
double down.
He's just fucking just sitting there in the rocking chair. The old motherfucker's like, "How did you feel that?" Just a fucking dead body of just skeleton.
Just right next to us, like,
holy
right.
Shit!
A town in the middle of nowhere.
I knew it! I knew this bitch was dead because she ain't talking my goddamn ear off for fucking once. Fuck you, Patty!
Amen! Fuck you!
What was that one where he's like, what's your name?
Tony!
Fuck you, Tony!
Hey, what's your name?
Ezekiel!
Fuck you, Ezekiel! Fuck you!
No, fuck you! He's like, you see that fire over there? And he's like, you better not bring my mom into this. Like, I made that fire. I fucked your mom next to it.
fuck you! And they end up becoming fucking best friends in jail.
That's really how this shit works.
That's the thing with like friends and best friends. Friends, you know, you care. You care about each other. With best friends, you can be like, shut the fuck up, you worthless piece of fucking shit that your mother never loved and your dad fucking accidentally came out of. Holy and then you're just shit. Like, listen here, bitch.
This motherfucker speaking.
I'm looking too tall, motherfucker.
You know, nipple. You know, nipple, no titty having ass bitch. Fucking stink like shit ass bitch. How you been for the past 16 years? I ain't seen you for.
He speaks from the prophecy.
And then your friend.
Fucking
like,
haven't seen each other for like a couple centuries. It's just like.
This is another way you can tell between friends and best friends. You know, you sit there and eat, you know, it's about to be the last bit of your fucking hamburger, you know. Your friend smacks out of your hand, you know, you're gonna be pissed. Like, you motherfucker! Best friend smacks out of your hand, you laugh at the motherfucker, and then you smack him in the face. And then they both come to a conclusion and say, you wanna get something to eat? I'll buy Taco Bell. And that's when you're like,
Alright,
fuck it, let's go.
And then you go on a Taco Bell trip at 1 o'clock in the fucking morning just so they can fuck up your order.
Some Cheech and Chong time to get out there.
Indulge.
On the infringingness.
Yeah.
Dude. Holy almost shit. An hour, hasn't it?
This is going to be a long one, boys.
You're damn right. Going to be the longest one we've had. So stick around, nut up, or shut up, bitch.
We still got 3 more hours to go.
Yeah.
Wasn't that Ted Nugent? No, there's someone else.
Ted Nugent. Welcome to my TED Talk. Today, you're going to get fucked.
Today's TED Talk.
On today's TED Talk, on today's Terry Talk, we're going to talk about Chris.
Crystal meth.
And how you should stay away.
How much trouble?
And how to make it. You call the, thank you for calling 911. Hey, how much trouble would you get in for having a meth lab?
For, meth?
What? Matthew, is that you? No. I'm asking for a friend. Jimmy. Matthew, we're sending someone on our way down. They're like,
well, shit.
All right.
I guess I'll just keep cooking this meth up.
I'll just keep cooking this meth. I mean, oh,
it should be
shit.
Done by the time you get here. Be nice and morning for you.
No shit.
Or he'd like,
well, you gotta find me.
Fucking hangs up.
Like the motherfuckers from fucking Heels Have Eyes and shit. You gotta be that motherfucker from Family Guy who's all greased up. Like, the party over here. I can't see I'm running. He just fucking running all greased up. And the on one of the episodes they saw before he was like, they're like, oh, I'm gonna go to work today.
Oh no.
And then you gotta have the gay dude. He's like,
that's nasty.
That's Cleveland. Yeah. He's like, that's nasty. Roll the window up. We're letting all the stank out. Yeah. Oh no.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Oh yeah. Fucking Glenn, man. In the middle of the fucking
oh yeah.
Trial where Peter's
they're just all fucking watching like,
and then there's a time where they back traveled, fucking idiot. Traveled back in time. And he's sitting there talking to the Kool-Aid man saying, look, just bend over and I'll pour some of this into your mouth. Ask you to try some of his Kool-Aid. He's like, oh shit! Oh yeah! Oh yeah! Oh yeah! Oh yeah! Because he fucked up and missed the time. And then he slowly backs out and fucking trips, falls, and busts open. He's like, you guys did this to me! Fuck you! Fuck you, Ezekiel!
Oh, shit.
Definitely a very good nostalgia trip right there.
What a nostalgia fucking trip is when, do you remember the name of the computer from fucking Clarence Cowley Dog?
Oh, fuck.
Fuck, no. Did you get it?
That shit was fucking nasty.
God, he fucking dies.
Duh. 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 That Ratatouille, motherfucker. That shit was top fucking shows. Ratatouille, Monsters, Inc., Flushed Shark Away. Tales, Flushed Away.
Dude, you cannot talk about Flushed Away.
Bro, yes, you can! Away,
without thinking about it, dude, fucking one of the greatest movies I've seen in my childhood.
The Slugs.
Holy, I'm Mr. Only.
Just always fucking seeing then the motherfucker, the toads.
Yep.
Le Frog. I am Le Frog. He's like.
Besides the fact that it had a good soundtrack to it.
The cell phone mime.
Such a great fucking movie.
The fact that half the time was that, who the fuck has a rat as a fucking pet?
Well, they're
and that motherfucker lives British, in a mansion. Dude,
like, they're fucking British.
You like, have no choice.
I work for the queen.
I have
I work
rat.
For the queen. I'm part of the queen's please.
That's British but, people, motherfucker.
But here's the thing, though.
They live
and
for
then,
the queen.
And then, but here's the thing, though. Before the rat, it was that motherfucking toad dude. And he's like,
yes, I used to be part of the queen. Look at my collection.
And then fucking, what's his name, Rodney?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why is it always Rodney?
What the fuck would you name it Rodney, though?
Rodney.
Rodney.
Copper bottom.
Rodney Big Bottom.
Robots, though. That's...
That, yeah.
That's a good like, movie.
Yep.
Motherfuckers in there. What do y'all got? Let me show you.
Fucking Robin Williams.
Yeah, Robin Williams is the, like... aesthetic of nostalgia because of Mrs. Doubtfire. Mrs. Doubtfire.
Never made a bad movie.
Who is it? Fucking Jack. Where he like was growing up.
Oh yeah, because he was autistic.
I don't know if he was autistic.
Well, he had a problem and then he was sticking the eye and fucking like glue or something.
It's because he was a child but grew faster than he was supposed to.
That's... mental problems. Well, you
know, that's called bone problems.
Yeah,
bone.
Like your body grows like more than your mind does. So technically, your body's like fucking 50, but you're actually mentally like 20.
Well, he was like mentally.
You look
fucking
at the skeletons
five.
And shit like that. It's nuts.
Yeah.
I wish I was like that.
Fucking
I
five
so, my like, skeleton's somewhere in there. It's just your lucky day to find it.
Just starts growing out their hand. They're like a fucking Wolverine, bitch.
Motherfucker, like the fucking witches from Life or Dead.
I feel like your skeleton would be like very thin bones. You know, like
no, dude. I've got them thick ass bones because I drink a lot of milk.
What kind?
Vitamin D.
Chocolate.
Chocolate! I drink a lot of whole milk. I just suck
that. Isn't
titty.
That the worst kind of milk you can
that's
drink?
That's the thick milk.
That's the
chunky
bad,
milk.
Dude.
I remember we had some fucking whole milk that we had to drink one time because we got it at a food pantry, and I'd grab a fucking strainer out just to fucking pour it into the cup, and big old fucking fat chunks of milk come out, and it's just like,
yeah, dude.
Fucking cum sack.
Cum sack. That was the baby.
What's it called?
No, I like the 2%.
Flan.
What?
Flan.
Flan.
Flan jelly flan.
Flan jelly flan. No, Treasure Planet was a very underrated movie. Did you know that Treasure Planet almost fucked over Disney?
Really?
Because it was that they said it was that bad of a show.
Yeah.
Like, come on, dude. Pirates in fucking space. Hello? Dope-ass movie, especially with...
Why?
So basically, you just explained most of Star Wars.
Space pirates who don't like
fucking
each other.
Space pirates, dude.
Who can move you with the power of their mind!
But they were on ships. Like, actual, like...
Space... We were Mayflower, on pirate yeah. spaceships.
Fucking Mayflower with goddamn jets on it.
No.
And anti-gas...
Solar sails! Release the solar sails! What was his name? What was that motherfucker's name? The rock dude.
Mr. Blick.
No.
Fucking no.
Because you had...
Mr. Screw.
Mr. Arrow, sir!
Yeah, yeah.
Mr. Arrow. And then Captain you got Arrow. Scroop.
Fucking Scroop.
You gotta say it right. Scroop.
Then you had the fucking Scroop. Fart dude who's like.
Excuse me, Jim.
I speak flatulence.
I speak flatulence for 25 years. The fucking dog dude, Dr. Delbert Doubler. You ever heard of me? No? I have a clipping. Are you the boy's father? Oh, no. Back off, sir! Fuck. Fucking through the robot. And he's like, never let me do that shit again. I almost fucking died.
That's what the future is going to be.
But here's the funny part, is that he ended up getting with that cat captain. Cat and dog relationships. Excuse me?
Cat dog. Come on.
Cat dog! And then one of them don't get dog.
Oh my god. I bet you could probably play that on the fucking banjo.
No shit. Oh, you want an old one? You think Garfield's a motherfucker? Remember Heathcliff?
Heathcliff, yeah. Jesus Christ. I always think of Heath bars when you. And I'm like, I just think of a chocolate.
Heathcliff! A fucking Heath bar that looks like a cat?
No, I don't think I would ever eat a fucking Heath bar again in my life. I think I broke like 3 teeth fucking biting one.
That's why everybody likes Snickers.
I would tell you how bad it is, but I'm still chewing on it.
Yeah, it's still in there fucking 20
like
years
fucking
later.
Like fucking toffee.
Oh my. Yeah.
Shit tastes so good, but it's so hard to fucking.
I still got that Tootsie Roll from fucking 10 years ago back in my throat, bro.
Dude, the only people you really hear eat toffee are old people.
Yeah.
Because you know why?
They
just suck on that motherfucker and gum it. They're like fucking, usually old people will give you a piece of fucking,
butterscotch,
yeah, and they're like, you want a piece of butterscotch? Butterscotch is delicious.
Oh, dude, I fucking want some
butterscotch. No, remember those fucking coffee things?
Yeah.
The little coffee candies, dude?
Tell me if
yeah, dude, those were the bomb.
I know we did, but did y'all's grandma ever have the little strawberry candy?
Yes, dude, yes. Fucking smack.
What the fuck?
I love how you say y'all's grandma's, motherfucker. Your grandma is my grandma.
That's what I'm saying. I know ours did.
That was my favorite.
You would sit there at first and you're like, dude, these look like ass. And then when you try them, you're like, damn, you got more of these?
Smacking.
She's like, I still got some from 1983 if you want.
You kids want some candy?
Yeah. Here's the difference, though. My grandma was like, come here, fatty, let me feed you. What you want? Get the fuck out of my fridge, boy.
I'll grab it for you.
I'll grab for you. You want to try?
You want me to cut this peanut butter jelly?
You want? You warming up, baby?
You need another blanket on that pillow?
Yeah, I'm gonna give you another blanket. Here you go, y'all tucked in. Hey, you want another pillow? Hey, take you a little pillow. Hey, all right, you good? All right, good night. We love you. Don't interrupt my fucking sleep, bitch, until we wake up at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Like, it's 6:30.
And Blair.
It's 6:30 out here.
At 8 o'clock in the morning, but it'll actually be 6 o'clock, and I'll turn on the news real fucking loud. Because I can't
hear. You're going to hear the weather for the week, then fucking 6 o'clock in the morning.
So now, once you hear it, you come in there. Now, once you come back in here, baby, at about 6:30 or so, because I know this TV's going to be too goddamn loud for you. And I'll make you some cereal. And then after that, I'll make you some French toast and pancakes with some bacon.
Some sausage.
And some sausage for you. You know what? How about this? We'll just call the whole family over. And we'll also have some biscuits and gravy.
We'll call everybody.
We'll call everybody. All right, honey bun.
Grandma, it's 6 in the fucking morning.
Shut the fuck up, baby. Come on. I heard something outside.
Come eat this bowl of cereal I made you.
It's Fruity Loops, so come on. It's your favorite, we know.
Fucker, we're not even the name brand.
Now, come on, baby, let's go. We gotta get to our old Charlie's appointment.
Oh, fucking God bless.
And then after that, because you've been such a good boy to help me out eating all this food, I tell you, go get your hair cut.
You're fucking great,
Charlie. No.
Dude, it's not the same. You remember how they used to have, like,
yeah.
And, like, it looks dope as shit. It looks stupid as fuck.
Does it look like modern day bullshit? Yeah. That's like what happens.
Modern day aesthetics.
Modern day aesthetics.
Autism.
Why Charlie color? Why is everything blue?
The food's not even good anymore.
The food is now green.
The food is frozen from the fucking Walmart.
The food. Yeah. The food.
We got
is,
it on the clearance section.
Bullshit. Oh, that shit came. That shit came from Aldi's.
Like, this shit expired 3 days ago, but they won't know that. Sons of bitches.
It's still good.
Slap on some salt on there. You'll be
some
fine.
Salt. Some salt and some pepper, and you'll be all good to go, baby.
Baby.
But here's the thing, though. If you go that's back
how
there,
I imagine Miss. No, what's it called? Aunt Jemima.
Aunt Jemima. Yeah. Like, come here, honey, baby. Come here, honey, baby. You want something to sap, baby? Come sap. On over here. Let me show you some loving.
Let me give you some of this thick viscosity.
Let me give you some thick ass viscosity of some sap. You want to know some real shit? Imagine being Canadian. You going out there and hey, bud, look at that treasure trail. You look like a 12-year-old Dutch girl.
What's with your body there, big shoot? You look like a 12-year-old Dutch girl.
You got just... Here's the thing about Canadians. You go outside, like, I just made fresh pancakes. You go outside, stick a fucking nozzle in your tree.
See, when you say Canadians, what was that? There's like a whole, like, fucking branch of them. You got the Quebecians, dude. You got fucking the French guys. Then you got those people all the way in the fucking right next to Alaska, bro.
This shit's deep in the thought.
Yeah, you got those motherfuckers in Alaska who are freezing their balls off.
Yep.
But you want to know a good one? Imagine living in Alaska, dude. You just sitting there on fucking ice.
Freezing
your balls off.
So, yeah, I liked it way better when there was fucking sun outside.
No, that's the thing about Alaska, though.
Remember their summers out there for 6 months straight.
So their summer...
I miss those days.
I miss the sun so goddamn bad.
So they have summer for 3 years.
It was warm.
I think, or something along those lines.
Ma, look outside.
No, that's Florida. Ma. Florida has summer every year.
Ma, get the camera.
My balls are on the floor. Get the dog, he's licking him.
His tongue's gonna get stuck.
Oh, fuck, his tongue is stuck to my balls.
God damn it.
Get the sap.
Get the sap. Get the hot water. Oh, my balls.
Too hot.
Too hot, baby. Too hot. My babies are burning.
My babies are burning.
My boys are burning.
Oh my god. Then you got like grandparents come to visit. You know, it's cold as fuck out here, right? This shit's like -75 degrees. Let me turn the thermostat up. Where's the furnace at?
Like, bitch, you gotta go get wood.
Go get the wood. Fucking grandpa comes back. I got 3 years to supply wood for you, baby.
It's like, where the fuck you carry that?
Where the fuck did you find those trees? I grow them. Where? Outside. Where? How long? 10 years. When? I don't fucking know. My dementia's starting to kick in. I remember when this used to be green grass.
I remember when this was a valley.
I remember when this was a fucking Puerto Rican forest with tall angel trees.
I don't know what a fucking angel tree is.
You want to know?
Yeah. That's come here, motherfucker. Fucking 3 easy clicks and I'm going to show you.
3 easy clicks of this night and you'll find out.
Here's an angel tree.
Bop, bop, bop. Now look at your eyes.
Fucking Halo.
Chop at your fucking stream of light. What the fuck? Welcome to hell, motherfucker, because you're gonna be my firewood.
Welcome to purgatory.
Welcome to purgatory. Destination.
You're fucked.
Your ass is grass. What's more shit we can talk about? Let's go back to Russians. The fucking Russian slapping games where the motherfucker just
sits
there.
Fucking my boy Dimitri over here.
Fuck Dimitri.
My boy Dimitri.
Pop about to come up in there with his glass cannon of an ass.
I know damn well. Somewhere out there, fucking Sergei Kovachrov, he's fucking jacked up, bro. He's about to hit you with a worldwide fucking slap.
Bitch, it's gonna be some fucking little person out there who's all muscled up and just fucking looking like two nubs walking up to that motherfucker. Has to sit on a stool.
The fucking thumb guys off his spine.
No shit, those motherfuckers.
I'll show you how it's done.
Boom! Just fucking hits the nail the wrong way, chops his fucking fingers
it's
up.
It's mechanical dynamic, because it's like a fucking machine. They're fucking straight back and
forth. He's just fucking smacking her in the fucking face. Like a machine!
Like a machine. Fucking Spy Kids. How many movies did they make? Like three of those?
They made four.
They made a lot of them.
No, they made five total.
Because they made one, two.
Three. They made one, two, and they made a spinoff of two.
Then they made the one.
Three, then they
the
made.
Guy.
The guy. That is Spy three. Kids 3 Game Over.
Because it's 3D.
Oh my. No, it fucking Game 3D. Over, dude.
That was Shark the best
Boy
one.
And Lava Girl.
No, they're supposed to be making a number two.
That's a banger. I
they have something out where it's their kids or something like that.
Yeah, it's gay. Anyways.
Dad, what's this in your closet?
No, yo, don't touch that. It's my leotard.
Fucking cat scratch.
Cat scratch!
Cat scratch fever.
All the cartoons that were like bomb ass but only lasted like...
Ren and Stimpy.
Yeah, dude, the fucking...
You know why Ren and Stimpy fucking got canceled?
Yeah.
Come here, baby. Let me put this wiener between your buns. How they fucking sawed wood. Fucking Ren would have his fucking... No, it was Stimpy. Stimpy had the wood on his ass. And Ren had the saw. I got his dick and he like... sawing the motherfucking piece of wood in half. He's like... Chewy! And didn't even finish.
The fucking... Oh, jeez, though.
Oh, geez. Captain Planet! Anyways, welcome back to
Solemnly Stoned.
Considering so, we were...
are we going to have a commercial in between that?
Fuck no.
Fucking, what's it called?
I have to cut out some of the
commercial
shit.
Break!
$2.99
for
the door.
The door! The door! The door is everywhere! The fuck! The fuck! The fuck is in the air! I hear some bitch knocking at my door! I can't believe who it is! Oh my god!
It's a whore!
It's a whore!
Hi, I'm strong!
Hi, I'm strong! I'll sell you these batches of hay, $2.99. $3.50.
$3.50.
I'll sell you these bales of hay, $3.50. What the fuck is that? 50 trees, motherfucker. What do you say? 350.
3 times 50.
That's 150. Are you sure about that, boy? Are you just a fucking retard? Or are you just trying to bust my balls?
You just trying to bust my nuts.
Are you just trying to slap my nuts? Or is that just me? Because I think they're dangling.
Well, fatty, how's that taco?
This taco is about to be fucking disintegrated. I'm about to fucking Exodia obliterate.
How's
this
that energy bar? Fucking.
How's that energy bar? Fucking smacks.
God,
spicy.
I literally just watched this man. He lives up to his name because I literally just watched this man take half that enormous fucking
one
taco,
fucking bite.
One bite, and went in for the next one straight away.
This man's going in for the kill, boys.
It isn't true until you go, like, fucking dumb after.
When the natural instinct comes out, the Neanderthal.
Neanderthal?
Thrall.
That motherfucker.
I am complete.
My fucking cholesterol.
My
cholesterol. Yes, you are fucked. Shit out of luck. Now I'm complete. My cholesterol, you will suck. This body will be mine and you're first in line.
I'm gonna laugh if fucking Corbin comes over.
And he's just like,
hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, what's up?
I'm Paul. Hi, I'm Paul.
I'm strong.
If you don't make something with that, I'm going to be so fucking pissed.
Walks in, dude, you know the fucking cops are looking for you? He's like, wait, what?
Yeah, yeah, I'm just strong.
I'm strong.
Your mama say you going to jail tonight.
Your mama say you fucked.
Can't sit here.
That's the devil's guy, mama said. And you fucked.
Mama said.
Fuck your mama.
Fuck your grandma.
Just fucking nobody. You don't know. Nobody grew up with
fuck
a real
mama. Fucking.
Fuck your
mama. Fuck your grandma.
Fuck your mama. Fuck your grandma. Fuck your grandmama's mama. And fuck you,
fuck
bitch.
Fuck your family tree and I hope it burns.
Fuck your family tree and I hope it catches on fire like some sassafras, motherfucker.
Fucking sassafras.
That's funny.
You don't even know what sassafras is.
Yeah, huh? Actually, sassafras is a tree. It's actually one of the most flammable trees. Bitch. That's how you usually start fires with sassafras wood. You know where I learned that, bitch? Bradford Woods.
Bear Grylls.
Bear Grylls.
Fuck that shit. I'm stealing the roots and the leaves. I'm making some fucking sassafras.
Drinking some horse piss on
dude,
the
no.
Fuck
no.
That. I got a lighter.
You know what's funny? I got a lighter. No, you know what's fucked up?
Man-made fire.
Man-made fire. Flint steel.
I swear, every human when they get around flames just always has that just like ooga booga.
Burn. Kenneth when he's down at the fucking doing the fire outside. Yes! More fire! Love throws it. Fucking five boxes in there.
Let it.
Whoosh!
Rise, my son.
Yeah, but back to that's what it was originally. That's where we were from. Captain Planet. That's the
God
thing.
God bless Captain fucking Planet.
Wind, fire, water. The African dude. Oh. Oh. You have none of that. No.
We need hope for Africa. That's back when AIDS was big. But
still fucking live AIDS. Oh,
it's still big, boy.
No shit. It's still now, untreatable. Now we just let you live longer with it.
You don't got it?
You don't got it. You need to get some.
Fuck you don't got it here. I got you.
Come here.
Chew.
Three easy payments of 1995, you can get
some
AIDS for you.
Three easy squirts.
Three easy pumps.
Three easy pumps of all positive, and I got you.
You gotta get a one, a two,
a three. Had to go to the fucking eye doctor after that one. Fucking eyes get stuck, cross eye.
My eye!
I was just thinking, guys.
No fucking.
I was thinking, guys. There's a lot of
something
poor
just
people.
Fucking like stung out of nowhere. I don't know. I don't think it was smoke because it happened before she.
No, it was the ash that came back up and flew.
It's probably. Josh
it was the water droplet that tried to kamikaze your ass.
It's probably Josh was spitting over here.
My
AIDS
I gleeked you.
She's got gonorrhea in the eyeball. Fucking.
You just got a little bit of taco meat in there.
A little bit of sour cream and that cheese.
Hey, you
saved that tortilla.
You got fucking bus burrito in here.
Taco, save me a bite.
The no. Fucking bus burrito.
I was like, no.
Just sitting there. That's the funniest thing. You see, when they do commercials, with skinny people. It's like, can I get a bite of that? And they're like, yeah, go ahead. Do a commercial with a fat dude.
Fuck no.
It's like, you can't
they
have
do.
A bite of it?
It's called,
like,
I got diabetes.
I got diabetes 3.
Have you ever thought about losing your legs by the age of 30? That's what I got.
You hit
I'm done for the night.
You see this big old fat leg here? I can't feel that shit no more. It's brown.
Brown?
You know why? Diabetes.
Diabetes took my leg.
Dude, I had a grandpa who actually, like, he had it so bad that, and just wouldn't treat it. He lost, like, both his legs and arm and was blind. Kill me by that point.
And still fucking, he's like, give me that goddamn Twinkie, boy.
Give me that Mounds bar. Or whatever,
give me them goodies. That's going to be me, man.
You see that, Charles?
I'm going to need that specimen.
Give me that.
But, sir, we don't know this. I said, give me that specimen.
It smells sweet.
Oh, my God. There's this one lady. I forget her name now. She goes, you know, I don't hate that my son is fat. I just hate the fact that he does fat shit.
Yeah.
And she goes, I'll pull into the driveway, and here comes my fat son on the other side of the window, and he goes with a raspy voice, I smell. And she goes, what'd you say, you fat motherfucker? And then he climbed in the car and started examining and grabbed two crumbs from my shirt, puts them together and watched the dust fall and says, is that a Italian wheat on? Fuck. Is that Italian bread with salami and pickles and red onions and green peppers? Cut in half? And he goes, and then she goes, you fat bastard! How can you fucking just sniff the air and tell that the sandwich was fucking cut?
You know it's fucking bad after that.
That's fatty.
Let me smell your breath.
Let me smell your breath. Daddy sing Bruce. Mama sing tenor. Me and little brother were joining
in
there.
We all fuck together.
That's called incest.
Incestual bands.
Oh no, step bro, I'm stuck under my phone.
Well, shit, here we go again.
Oh, shit.
Come here.
Come here, baby.
I got this time for you.
Then you just have the normal one who's just
God,
like,
it's really
just fucking move it, you fat ass.
Struck the shit.
You stupid bitch.
Bitch.
This easy.
Got him.
Let's hear you, fat bitch. I can't see you.
Which one are you? That one or that one?
Are you that one or that one? Because I can't fucking tell.
There's four of you now.
There's six.
Goddamn, I
son of a bitch. I can't. Leroy Jagger.
We're gonna blow somebody's fucking ears out with that shit.
Welcome to death. Here it is. I found it.
Any other parents in here love your kids, but you don't like them? Who else? Yes.
I had to find it.
Clapping. It should be more of you. You love them. Nobody said you didn't love them. I just said you don't like them, motherfuckers. Because I know. I tried five times. I got five kids. It didn't work none of them times. Fuck them kids. Those are my favorite three words. Hey, how you kids doing? Girl, fuck them kids. Fuck them. I don't give a fuck about them kids. I'm so happy to be here away from them right now. And it's the summertime. That means I gotta see them for 24 hours. I'll give you a couple reasons why. Anybody in here got fat kids? Oh, I'm the only person in here with a 4-year-old with titties. Nobody else. Nobody else got a 4-year-old with titties. This is some bullshit, okay? All your kids are gluten-free? Yeah, fuck you. I'm not mad that my son is fat. I'm mad that he does fat shit. What's the difference? I'll give you an example. I knew that I had to be here at a certain time, so I fed all of my children. I then made myself 2 chicken tenders, y'all. No fries, no sauce, no ranch dressing, no nothing. Before I could get the first goddamn chicken tender in my mouth, here come my little fat ass son. Mom, now look, I don't know why fat kids get raspy voices. That must be a I don't fucking know. I just know I got a 4-year-old that sound like Barry White. He don't have asthma. He don't have bronchitis. He don't have none of that. He's just a fat ass kid with a deep ass voice. Says, Mom, I said, what, Juicy? Because all fat kids should have a great nickname.
Fatty.
juice to your tank.
He said, are those chicken tenders? Now he's fat, but I know he ain't stupid, and I know that he knows that I know that these are fucking chicken tenders on his goddamn plate. But for the sake of shits and giggles, I'm gonna play this little dumbass game with him, okay? I said, yes, Juicy, those are chicken tenders. He said, well, I had chicken tenders before, but mine never look like that. Yours are so golden and crispy, they look like the ones on the bag. Now look, I don't give a fuck how much your fat ass compliment my chicken tenders. You ain't getting none.
But mom.
They look sexy to you. I don't give a fuck.
I'm gonna need the chicken tenders.
I don't mean out like at different restaurants. I mean, I cook my food on the stove, I wrap it up, put it in a to-go container, get in the car, and drive the fuck down the expressway so I don't have to share with this fat ass. Anybody else eat their food in the car so they don't have to share with their kids? Anybody? Thank you. Okay, okay, all right. All right, yeah. He called my phone. I say hello. He said, order me a large.
Order me a large.
A large what, Juicy? I'm in Walmart. Ain't shit large for you to have in here.
There's a Subway.
I thought I had stomped him with that. The motherfucker gonna say, it's a Subway in there. Order me a large.
Order me a large. I need a number 9, a number 9 large. Two more number 9.
I'm mad because I got caught the other day. I had just finished eating. I was sitting in the driveway. I had just finished my food. I was doing so well.
This is what I'm saying.
Put my fat ass son outside. Mom, I said, what, Juicy? He dropped his voice like Monique and Precious. He said, I smell something. So how the fuck your fat ass smell something? We outside. The windows are rolled up. You out there. I'm in here. You know, my fat ass son climbed his ass in the car, looked around, took two crumbs off my shirt, rubbed them together, watched the crumbs fall, sniffed the air. My son looked right at me and said, Mom, was that an Italian beef extra dip with mozzarella cheese, mustard, and hot peppers on a Kaiser roll? I said, wait a minute. He said, was it cut in half? Now, wait a minute, you fat bastard.
The mechanics. What
the fuck does your fat ass work for? CSI in the food division?
Goddamn right, man.
Man, fuck that fat ass kid. I gotta go because he's outside. I'm Corey Bell. I love y'all so much. Good night.
Dude, that lady.
That shit right there. That's fucking. That's comedy.
My fat ass son is in the car right now, so I'll be back. I gotta give that some food. Comes outside. Mama. I'm hungry.
Order me a large.
I need a large, a number 9, a number 9 large, two more number 9s.
Nigga, all she
doing
is talking about my son.
Yeah, fuck you. I know, and what's my nickname? Fatty.
Fatty.
Hey, Fatty, come here.
Juicy, bro. Call Josh, we at the goddamn apartments. I want 2 triples.
I need 2 triple cheeseburgers, a large fry, a large Sprite for my snack.
Yeah, 20-piece nugget for
and I'm going to need a 20-piece nugget, 2 Big Macs, an extra large fry, and then... I know, the Big Macs are not that great.
And let me get one of them apple pies.
Let me get one of them apple balls. Y'all got that pumpkin pie, too, the spice one. Let me get one of them apple balls, too. I mean, it's good. Y'all got them McFlurries? Let me get large.
You don't do large?
Let me supersize. Let me supersize that motherfucker.
Supersize.
Get up in the morning, they be a big old mess in the kitchen. Goddamn, motherfucker, Joshua said. I sleepy.
When I'm awake.
What sleepy? What the fuck that mean?
Me, hey, yo, I was half asleep and I was eating.
He got a fucking bag of popcorn and he's snoring.
Yeah. I'm
Well, we're still continuing the podcast, but we are saying goodbye to Strong Smokestack. Get you guys later.
Bye, I'm Strong.
Hi, I'm Strong. Don't forget your shit.
It's over.
It's over. Love you.
What?
You
forgot it.
Thank you.
I wouldn't.
I'm going to make sure he smokes
it. Be careful.
I'm Strong. I'll do.
I'm Strong. Like 10 second time. Hi, I'm Strong. Hi, I'm Strong. That's one of his personalities.
Who the fuck bring a diabetes?
Smokestack, because he's got diabetes.
Strong. God bless and good night.
You son of a bitch. I told you.
What that got to do with diabetes?
Because there's no sugar in it.
There's no sugar, but it's so sweet.
What does that say on the total sugar? Zero.
That's a lie.
It might be a lie, but
it's a lie, just like three easy payments of $19.99.95.
Motherfucker.
For 4 years.
It's three easy payments.
Every year, motherfucker.